Cedar Rapids is in the national spotlight for the next 4 days as the city hosts the USA Curling Arena National Championships. Curling is a game played on ice in which large, round-colored stones are slid across the surface toward a mark called a button. Think shuffleboard, but with a little more action as team members sweep the path of the stone to control its speed and direction. The surface is always an important factor, but this level of competition demands an ice expert. Enter Kevin Madsen of New London, Minnesota, who's part of an elite crew.
There's probably a core group of 15 to 20 in the United States, like myself, that have the ability to put in some pretty good championship ice or tournament ice.
Madsen explains why the ice used for skating or hockey simply won't do for curling.
The texture of the ice is different, and actually the temperature of the ice is different too. The stones ride on top of a little water droplet. It's called a pebble. And when we prepare the ice for that, we have a little backpack that has water on it, very pure, clear water, and we flick it up in the air and it comes down like little raindrops and freezes, and that's what the rocks, the stones, slide upon. And they slide upon frictionless almost.
And bringing the ice to that level takes time, lots and lots of time.
We came in on Monday morning and started flooding the rink to get it level. And we've done four floods here that have raised the level playing surface out there up a little bit higher than the rest of the ice that's around it.
And once the flooding and the pebbling is done, it's time for Madsen to bring the ultimate tool of his trade out of its trailer, the Ice Master Millennium. It looks like a snowblower, but has a specialized scraper blade.
So we have to kind of test it out and see what it's doing. Do a little cut here first.
After 4 days, the surface is ready for play. Madsen says, however, he's not really able to enjoy the competition because he's a nervous wreck watching for consistency.
If there is a disadvantage anywhere in the ice, they're all going to experience that. If the ice is keen and fast, and it's going to be the same for every player out there.
Between matches, he's able to groom the surface, which may include touching up some of the graphics on the scoring ring.
You have to have the ability, like, to paint well. We paint those circles in, and we paint a lot of the things that are in there. And so if you're not good at, you just don't like painting your house or something like that, you probably wouldn't have liked to be painting ice on an ice arena.
And although he doesn't mind the painting, there is a part of the job that he says makes him crazy.
I do not like ice songs. I heard too many of them on my 27 years working in ice arena. I'd like a different genre of music, but not ice songs.